Joining us today is Frank Chong, who's the president of Santa Rosa Junior College. He's here to talk to us about Measure H, which will be on the ballot in November. Actually, it's on the ballot right now. This is about funding repair construction. What exactly does it cover?
Measure H is an opportunity to modernize a campus, particularly the one in Santa Rosa, that's 4 years away from 100 years old. We also will be doing some modernization and upgrade projects at our Petaluma campus, at Schoen Farm in Forestville, and our public safety center in Windsor. So essentially the $410 million, which would be the largest bond measure in the history of the county, would help repair and build new buildings as well. We'd be building a new science building at our Santa Rosa campus. The science building we're currently at was built in 1955. It's older than me, dare I say. And it's not that functional. We don't have any bathrooms for students in it. There's no air conditioning. It's not properly ventilated. And we turn away about 25% of students because our labs are too small and outdated.
As far as a tax increase, how much and for how long?
The tax increase would be $25 per $100,000 of assessed value. The average assessment in Sonoma County homes is about $261,000. That comes out to about $67 a year. And it would be for 30 years. That's the terms of our bond.
Now, it wasn't that long ago that there was another bond measure for improvements in the JC campuses.
Yes, so we passed Measure A in 2002 under the leadership of Dr. Grella and our board. Interestingly enough, when I did some research, our college is close to 96 years old. Measure A was the only bond we've ever passed in the history of the district, whereas districts I've been to, like Peralta in the East Bay, they're celebrating their 50th anniversary, and they've gone out for four or five bonds. So our board and our district's been very prudent about not going to the taxpayers. But just think about it. 12 years ago, there was no such thing as a Prius. There was no such thing as Twitter. So the type of technology that we need, and the bond pays for upgrades in technology, allows us to buy equipment to train our students using current technology, not old technology, which you don't want to do when you're training law enforcement as well as health professionals.
If Measure H passes, will that allow you to enroll more students?
Yes, it will, particularly in impacted areas, as I mentioned, our STEM, our science, technology, engineering, and math. When I talk to employers like at Keysight, up at the old Agilent, up in Fountain Grove, and Jim Happ, who's with LabCom in Petaluma, there's a great need for more trained workers, not necessarily all transferring to four-year institutions. There's a lot of jobs in Sonoma County for certificated workers who can earn a certificate in a year or two, either in our culinary program, also our automotive program. We have the same bays that were there working on cars in the 1950s during the American Graffiti days, but today we're working on Teslas, we're working on CNG vehicles, we're working on all these vehicles that require different types of equipment.
30 years seems like a really long interval. Why so long?
Well, typically the bond, you want to spread them out in four or five issuances because you can't close a campus down and tear it down and build new buildings. So there's a kind of phasing in of new construction, making sure there's secondary space to accommodate. Say we build a science building first, we're going to have to relocate where we're going to put the students when the science building's out of commission. So over the span of the last 12 years or 14 years, we built the Bertolini Student Service Center, the Doyle Library, and the Bordeaux Culinary, as well as much needed parking. So those buildings have to be planned incrementally, and they all can't come online at once.
What happens if it doesn't pass?
Well, if it doesn't pass, our students and our faculty will be disadvantaged by outdated equipment and buildings that are literally falling apart. 2 weeks ago, our child development center had to send over 100 children home because we couldn't open because we had water main breaks. We're starting to really see the aging infrastructure. We have mold issues in some buildings, plumbing, ventilation. All buildings have a lifespan to it, just like human beings do. And when your college is approaching 100 years old, as the Santa Rosa campus is, you're starting to see a lot of accelerated deteriorating conditions.
Frank Chong, president of Santa Rosa Junior College, will be keeping an eager eye on the election results to see what happens with Measure H. Thanks for talking with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Bruce. Always a pleasure.